Cutting the U.S. presence in Afghanistan, cutting costs here at home.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tonight, President Obama will address the nation on the subject of reducing the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan. There are obvious military and political considerations, but in this economic climate, the financial implications of any drawdown aren't being ignored. The U.S. will spend about $120 billion in Afghanistan this year. But just how much would a troop reduction cut the deficit? Here's Marketplace's Eve Tro.
When he takes the stage tonight, President Obama is expected to announce that 10,000 troops will come home by the end of this year. That's one-third of the extra troops he sent to war as part of last year's surge in Afghanistan. Criticism for spending on the war has grown as the national debt has grown. Gordon Adams studies foreign policy at American University. He says the drawdown's a drop in the bucket. The war will still require billions of dollars in special budget approvals for years to come.
There's some savings in terms of hazardous duty pay, in terms of pays and benefits that go to the families while they're deployed overseas, but that's almost dust-level savings. It's hardly measurable.
Adams says troops coming home won't leave the military altogether. They'll still be on the payroll. That means the government won't save much money from this drawdown. He says the real savings will only come once major combat ends, and that's scheduled for 2014. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Well, now to Silicon Valley. With the recent initial public offerings from LinkedIn and Pandora and the coming IPOs from Groupon and Facebook, seems like the IPO market is going wild right now. But a survey out this morning finds venture capitalists don't think so at all. From the Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has our story.
Talk about euphoria. Did you watch LinkedIn's IPO launch?
Anytime you see an IPO pop that much on the first
You can be forgiven for thinking all this euphoria means the whole startup economy is in good shape.
We've gone from a D- to a C+.
That's Mark Heeson of the National Venture Capital Association. Its survey finds 9 out of 10 venture capitalists think the financial markets are still too weak to support a lot of IPOs. The number of IPOs is up a bit this year, but Heeson says it's still half what's needed, and cautious investors only have eyes for the likes of Facebook and Groupon.
By no means to denigrate what's happening in the social media space, but we're seeing life science companies, medical devices, still having a hard time to go public. Our clean tech companies, they're job creators, they're innovative. These are companies that could go international.
What has gone international, companies from China, India, and Russia have launched some of the most successful recent IPOs. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed across Europe and Asia this morning, down about 0.1% in London right now. Google has reached 1 billion unique visitors a month, according to new figures from Comscore. That is up more than 8% from last year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow felt lucky. It jumped 109 points to close at 12,190.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com. For a unique look at all of our Marketplace business and economic sustainability coverage, visit marketplace.org and click on the Sustainability tab.
Well, the 4th of July is less than 2 weeks away, and AAA said this morning that holiday travel will be down 2.5% this year because of, you guessed it, high gas prices. About 3 million Americans are expected to take to the skies, though. But if you've tried to buy an airline ticket recently, even on a discount carrier like Southwest or JetBlue, you know it's not as easy as it used to be to find the really great deals. For more on this, let's bring in LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, David, is cheap air travel a thing of the past?
Well, it's looking that way, in part because the airlines have figured out more and more ways to reach into your pocket through excess fees, but also because higher fuel costs. It just keeps going up, and that in turn forces the airlines to continually raise their ticket prices almost on a weekly, if not monthly, basis.
And it doesn't look like fuel costs are going to come way down anytime soon. So is there any cheap way for people to get away if they need to?
Well, your best bet at this point is to prowl around online. And it used to be you could look at the various online travel agencies like Expedia, and that's kind of changing a bit. A lot of airlines want to take a lesson from Southwest, which likes to keep all its ticketing in-house and not play along with those travel agencies. And so more and more, if you want to find last-minute seats at a bargain price, not that there's a lot because they're flying fewer flights these days, but if they are to be found, often you'll find them at the airline's own website. So what you might want to do is find an airline that you like, that you want to be monogamous with, and then look around their website and learn how you can get in there real quick at the last minute and see if there are any seats available.
But for those people who can't find something like that and end up having to spend more time at home and not being able to get away to the beach or whatever, is there a bigger economic effect because of less vacation?
Well, yeah, there is. The Commerce Department estimates that tourism accounts for about $1.3 trillion in economic output in the U.S., supports about 8.2 million U.S. jobs. So it's a big deal. When Americans stay home, a lot of people feel it. On the other hand, there are ways to do this with a budget in mind. For example, you don't have to stay in a hotel. More and more people are doing home swaps right, as a way to travel, not just domestically, but also internationally. You can go to all sorts of websites like homeexchange.com that'll teach you how to do that. So I think there are ways to cut corner and still fulfill your wanderlust.
Are you swapping your home this summer, David?
Not a chance. I don't want strangers in my house.
Okay. LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, some industries are cutting back in this economy, but not the bourbon industry in Kentucky. Distilleries there have been spending millions of dollars expanding to quench the worldwide thirst for bourbon. In fact, about 5 million barrels of the stuff are aging right now in the state of Kentucky. That's the most since the early 80s. And since the state has a population of 4.3 million people, it is now easier to find a barrel of bourbon than a resident in Kentucky. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
In the United Arab Emirates, a government job can mean security and status and sometimes a fatal lack of innovation.
You look up at these concepts and you go, why don't we have that in Abu Dhabi? And it's the simplest thing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, turning Emiratis into entrepreneurs next time on Marketplace. The numbers from Wall Street and the rest of the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.